נמשיך. פשוט
let's continue. Simply continue. This topic, faith above reason, is a never-ending topic. It ends, but the end of correction. Until then, we have to raise the force of bestowal above the force of reception, or in other words, faith above reason. We have to try and combine the two, but in a special way. Each time, according to that, the way we assemble what we receive from the Creator,
so it changes our corporeal situation, meaning our reason, and accordingly we have to elevate ourselves to faith above reason, meaning this is how we build the spiritual world on top of the corporeal world. When we finish this work, at every stage, it's revealed. That stage is revealed. And when the stage ends, we don't know. We get it ready-made. And it's not really important for us, because what's important for us is to constantly yearn to be raising faith above reason. So the Creator gives both reason in a way that He constantly seemingly confuses us, brings us down, gives us all kinds of burdenings of the heart. And at the same time, we have to relate to it with understanding, with love, and be ready for it. To try each time to have such a relation toward it that it's as if we are riding the waves with our faith.
From Shamati 15. The purpose of the work is in the literal and nature, since in this work he no longer has room to fall down, lower down, since he is already placed on the ground.
Meaning we get such states from above, from the Creator, that we feel that we are seemingly immersed in materialism and corporeality, and we have no way to rise above it, like the simplest people. And that's the situation. Each time we have to be someone is overcoming and we get no, I don't look for any support, I've said. I'm happy that I can be attached to the Creator without any proof, without any gifts on His part, without any promises, nothing. I want the opposite, and even more, to have all kinds of doubts and problems and rejections. And despite that, I'm attached to Him.
So what is the help from the friends?
So what's the help here? Well, they have to give you examples of how attached they are and how they support you being attached to them. And that only out of the 10, it's called hanging on nothing, on the empty place, the place of darkness, above all the darkness, you connect, and then your connection only is what becomes the basis.
Can I continue, please?
May I continue, please? I've said yes.
What does that mean?
What is exactly the good in him? What is that feeling? Dvikut with him means I don't want to see, I don't want to feel, I don't want to get anything other than
Elav.
Me turning to him. me having an inclination toward him.
There's a feeling.
It feels like we have this inner demand of him, but we can't grip him.
איזה דרישה?
דרישה להיות דבוקים בו.
What kind of demand?
במה זה להיות דבוקים?
In what does it mean to be adhered?
דבוקים אפשר. דבוקים זה אפשר רק בהשתוות הצורה.
Adhered is possible only in equivalence of form. Equivalence of form is when you don't demand anything from the Creator. Nothing. Rather, the way he is managing reality in each and every moment, you wish to be adhered to that form. That's it. You don't demand anything but the force of faith, the force of adhesion on top of each and every state. Not that anything will change with the Creator, but the
Доброе утро, Раф.
Доброе утро.
Во время урока мы
Good morning, Raf.
Стараемся понимать, что вы говорите, товарищ.
During the lesson, we try to understand what you're saying, what the friends are saying. It's as if we are within reason. As if we want to receive knowledge. How can we be in faith above reason during the lesson?
When I accept the state as the Creator is giving it to me right now, as the state of the good who does good, that it comes from the Creator, this means that I'm in faith above
Rav, how do I relate to the confidence and the calmness that awakens when I begin to feel that there is a Creator who governs this reality so that it will not extinguish my deficiency and the necessity for His help?
But you truly adhere to him, glue to him? Can you stay glued to him all the time? If you can do it this way, very well. But if not, then from everything that's being shown to you, you must ask him through the ten, you must ask him to be in adhesion with him, that it comes from the Creator, the good who does good, and you want to accept it because it comes directly through the ten to you, and you are in the ten in adhesion and with the adhesion in the with the Creator, then it becomes Israel Oaita Kochebo are one. You will discover what's hidden in this, and you'll see. Not like I hear now that you think that there's no work here. Simple attitude, simple reaction to everything that's happening, and there's nothing else. I promise you, you will discover.
Дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали обращаться через десятку к Творцу, чтобы находиться в слиянии в любом состоянии. А что значит, что вот просить большого состояния? Он здесь пишет про то, что я не прошу большого состояния. Что это значит?
Лавин, ларгиш.
To understand, to feel. To be in it with your mind and your feeling. Meaning to be in adhesion. The surest state in adhesion is like an embryo in his mother's womb. He cancels himself, annuls himself, and that's why he's in adhesion with the upper one. That's the safest state.
What
does it mean to be in Vikut on the minimal level without understanding, without feeling? What is it?
If I don't demand anything from the Creator, I'm already in adhesion with him. And other than that, I can be in adhesion with him on the to the degree of the Patsuf, Katnut or Gadlut, but it's on the condition that I'm adhere to the society and I build a kli where the Creator can clothe.
I connected to the friends in all kinds of states, situations during the day. I kind of feel all the friends together. I turn to the Creator. Is that regarded as being in dvikut with him, or do you need something else?
You need to feel that you are in adhesion with the friends and with the Creator in a revealed way, where the Creator feels the connection between you. If you don't feel the connection between you, that you are connected, then there's no place yet, there's no field that the Creator has blessed.
I wanted to ask, he writes that the basis on which he built the order of the work was in the lowest form, and then he was entirely above reason. So I want to ask, what is this lowness that allows you to build the above reason?
When a person doesn't demand anymore, only that he will have the power of faith, adhesion in the state that comes to him.
Should the response be for the reaction be for the current moment? What is regarded as an act of going above reason for a person?
When he receives what he deserves from the Creator as good who does good, and he demands nothing else except for accepting this state correctly.
Clear, but I noticed that on one hand, you really want to be in this, to see it as the good who does good. On the other hand, you feel the resistance, that you disagree with what is giving you.
No, that's okay.
Is this still regarded as going above reason? Because you don't totally agree with it.
No, you are checking it. It doesn't mean that you're already in a state of above reason.
So, in above reason, you agree with him wholeheartedly?
Even more than 100%. You don't want to replace this state with anything else, only to increase more and more the power of faith.
So with what is your calculation in that state? Opposite what are you really calculating, because it's not on the desire, because your desire is suffering. So what's the place that enjoys having the opportunity to go above reason?
Why is the desire suffering? You don't feel this suffering.
How do you not feel this suffering? The desire is experiencing something, but above reason, you want to be adhered, attached. You want to see him as good who does good.
So it means that you're not above reason if you're suffering.
So, in above reason, the desire enjoys the situation?
It enjoys, but not, you don't enjoy from a full desire, but you enjoy from being above the desire. All the emptiness that you discover in the desire is helping you to be above the desire with the power of faith. And the power of faith can be only on the condition you are not with fulfillment in your desire. And later, the fulfillment comes to your desire, and you need to play with it as if it's not fulfillment. As if you are receiving from the host and you eat, you're eating and you're enjoying, but it's not filling your true vessels, because your true vessels have become vessels of bestowal.
So what is regarded as a feeling?
The feeling that you are
Abbas says, a person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality. and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it, and at that time he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support, for then everything is above reason, then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender.
The state is relatively clear, where we need to accept everything as coming from the Creator only, and from no one else, accept it as good, who does good, although we don't feel it in our vessels, to understand that all of our vessels are, all the corrections are in our vessels, in us, and we shouldn't wait for something else to come from the Creator. Rather, from the Creator, various changes will come, but only in the condition that we correct our attitude to everything we feel as good, who does good. I mean, everything that comes to us comes so we will change. That's it. That's why it's called unconditional surrender, since whatever you receive from the Creator, it's all good. Who does good? It's not that I need to stay like that, as religious people say. Rather, I need to correct myself, to change myself. This is the difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah and all the other religions and belief systems. It's that I need to change. I, a person. And not that I'm looking for some ways to do a favor to the Creator, to buy him off so he'll do good things to me. Rather, I'm saying that everything I have depends on me, on my vessels of reception. I feel an attitude of good, who does good towards me. Therefore, when he is revealed with an even greater good and benevolent, I feel I can be more calm, and I need to change myself even more, until I accept all of his attitude towards me as good, who does good. That's how it is. That's how it works. So we are not expecting any changes from above. Rather, all the changes, we expect them to come as forces of nature, the correctors from above down. But the corrections are actually down below. I don't think, I don't want, I don't expect the Creator to change. I'm not going to wait for it. I demand of him my correction. And that
dear Rav, I'm asking for a friend. How feel I understand that I'm approaching the Creator with the faith above reason? What kind of condition is this?
It's a state where I justify him 100% in each and every state. Whatever's happening to me, and the Creator typically then increases his pressure on me, And I try constantly to accept these things as coming from just us besides Him. And that's how I grow my power of faith above all the seemingly bad things that appear. Because the broken vessel is revealed more and more, and I place on top of it my attitude is towards the good who does good, and there's none else besides Him. Meaning, there's none else besides Him all around the world, except for one thing, one force, which is good who does good. Then I look at everyone, all the people, what's happening, all the forms that nature on the still vegetative animate and speaking degrees is revealed to me. I see those things altogether as the good who does good. That's it. And that's how we come to Dvekut, adhesion. Again, item 20. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt. This is the covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. When one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. Covenant is needed precisely when each one has demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure to remember the covenant that they had made between them. And this obligates them to maintain the love and peace. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Meaning that any nearing in the work of the Creator should be through a covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation.
Meaning that we determine between us that we never deteriorate, decline in the connection between us into some bad things. God forbid that we should blemish in any way the good connection that we've achieved. Even if it's a small and frail connection, we still work only to strengthen it more and more. This is called having to make an offering every day. And on every offering, you should offer salt. Salt is something constant. It's like a preservative.
Preserve.
Yeah, it preserves. So it preserves what we had, and every day we should add to our offerings. And our offerings meaning our nearing, the nearing between us and the Creator. That's the meaning of making an offering or a sacrifice. So on all your offerings, you have to also offer salt. So it will remain.
How do we add the salt? Because I see that sometimes I'm able to keep the good relationship, and other times the desire to hurt is stronger than the ability to keep the covenant.
If desires to hurt each other awaken in us, it's opportunities that the Creator has given us by showing us where we need more salt, where we need more correction, and so
we're doing here in Los Angeles is adding the salt, where we're taking it upon ourselves to awaken North America and even creating a Rabash night that we're going to have tonight with New York number 2. Is that raising the entire cleat above the intellect that we should be doing here in Los Angeles?
I don't know quite how to explain it to you, but anything you do, you have to check your actions and tell me if it is or isn't. Each and every activity of getting closer within the ten and in between the tens should be such that we don't go back, but only move forward, further ahead. And therefore, we determine ties, the good, strong ties for the future that are more and more, stronger and tighter. It's called adding up. And this is what the Creator demands of us, to constantly relate to our situation as every state having to awaken in us an impetus to correct ourselves more and more. This is called making a cover.
Is the right relation or the wrong relation the way it seems to me?
According to what else can you determine?
Maybe the friends. What seems to the friends to be right?
So you mean that you see in your eyes that, let's say, a bad relation, and they say it's something good. So what do?
Look at where I'm wrong.
Okay. So, correct yourself until you reach a state that you will identify with the friends.
Thank you.
But you cannot receive a fact from them that this is good and that's it. You have to correct your quality, which doesn't let you be in the same determining of the state as your friends are. Just to accept it the way it is, you won't grow from that. That doesn't mean that you're joining them. You're just subduing. Subjugation is good if it's a beginning of an action. I hear what they say, I think something else, but I heard what they said, and I subdue myself, and that's it? No. Now I need to see, how can I organize myself in such a way that I will think and see what they, like they are? Otherwise, what correction is this? Otherwise, I've lowered myself to a degree of a baby towards them. And what next? Where am I as their friend?
Good morning, Rav. If I understand correctly, if in a certain degree our ten connected, to a certain degree, in some incorporation, in connection, and we determine then, less than that, we won't gonna fall. This is our basis. Is this a covenant of salt?
Part of it. And what about advancement? But part is correct. That also has to be included in this covenant, that we are continuing forward. Toronto 2.
It sounds as if besides connection there is another action, making a covenant of salt. So what is exactly this action in the ten to maintain the connection?
It's not something new. All we need is to connect ourselves into one system. That's it. And then we learn all kinds of words, of laws of connection, interconnection between us. And in these rules, there are conditions. One condition is to reach such a connection between us that the style of the connection is called the covenant of salt. That every time that I connect myself to others, it's called a covenant. And I too have to put salt over it. Meaning that our connection will always be, on one hand, what we attained till now, and developing ahead on the other side, on the other hand. That's it. But all we learn are laws of interconnection between us. There's nothing else in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Is the covenant a condition to the realization of the law of Arvut?
Right.
And we see that still the Arvut is flawed if someone drills a hole both in the negative or the positive side.
Incorrect. We add in sanctity and we never go back in sanctity, and it's all for us to add the Arvut. That's why each time we discover where we have more problems, the Creator reveals it to us. By the Creator shining upon us on a with a stronger, greater light, we see ourselves more hurt. A hole here, a problem there, and so on. It's all because the light shines. The Rabash says that if you have a small light in your room, you don't see the dirt on the floor. But if you turn on a big light, you'll see how your whole apartment's filthy. So what can you do? Turn the light off, so everything will be clean.
So the work with the covenant is basically to take it above reason, and not to say that we flawed our Arvut, rather, right?
Yes, yes, more and more and more. There's nothing new. It keeps being revealed from the shattering. That's why a person has to bless the bad as the good.
Rav, I also have a question from the internet. May I?
One.
Okay, what's the basis that obligates you in a covenant?
That we are ready, pre-prepared. That's mean that he signed the covenant with him, that we are ready to withstand all the conditions of the brit, the covenant. Because you can say this, if I write a covenant with someone, so everything's written down on the paper, and I signed on it yesterday, and today, new conditions are being revealed. I didn't sign that. So how can it be that today I'll keep the covenant? So you sign once, and then you keep adding and adding and adding to that signature, that you are keeping it and keeping it. But your foundation is actually that first condition. You can say that's a state.
Hello. Up until today, the main scrutiny we had in the connection, in the covenant, are in the external things, like the framework. I'd like to ask, how do we work with the more internal things in the connection between us, like the prayer for each other, giving high spirits to the ten?
Try as much as you can to bring the force of connection from above. Simple. Just say it many times a day that that is what you're expecting, even though there's no feeling and you don't know where or why or who you need to bring this plea to, but still, just say it, it softens the heart, and you'll start seeing that there is some kind of raising a request from you, and there's even a place to get a response.
New York 2.
New York 2.
Ash writes, for when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. How do we use salt to sweeten our relationships and help cover all the transgressions with love in the ten?
If we know that we must be connected and that connection exists in a true way, and all the laws of nature can bring us to there only demand of us just a bit more of participation, really participation, even just a mellow kind. It's not that we have to build a corrected vessel, that only to want to be ready to accept change somehow. That is what we're demanded to do. So for that, we also have to pray, to have a prayer before a prayer to all these states, to all these...
Meaning, it's clear to us, we never deal with the Creator, we're only dealing with what comes from Him to us. And certainly this is the whole matter of the wisdom of Kabbalah. How do we distinguish? We don't deal with the Creator, we deal with what comes to us. What comes to us only comes from the Creator, and it's a problem already. That's how we have to aim ourselves. That what comes to me, I get from Him. That's one. What I receive from Him is always good. It does good. That's secondly. And if it seems to me it's not really so, the corruption is in me and I have to correct myself in order to get these influences from Him for sure, and in a good way for sure. So it's the right perception is, well, it all comes from the Creator, it's good, and I have to correct myself until I can say that this is so. Okay?
We attain the Creator's actions and not the Creator himself. So, when we are talking about attaining the Creator in the tent, what are we actually attaining?
What comes to us is what we get from the Creator. What we attain of what the Creator, what comes from the Creator. Now the question is, how do we decipher these things? How can we say that whatever we get from Him, we say it's about Him? And here we already reach the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of perception. How can I decipher whatever I'm receiving in a way that I'll feel that it's from the one who bestows, from the Creator, the upper force, the only force that acts on upon me? How do I, out of feeling that, I start understanding Him, attaining Him? That's the subject of the wisdom of Kabbalah. If we say that a signal comes to us from a certain star, and we perceive it, but we don't know what it is and who it comes from, etc. So we invest a lot of wisdom and technology in order to understand what are these waves that come to us. What's the content there? And this way, gradually we start understanding more. Either it's some kind of phenomenon that comes from the still vegetative or animate, or maybe it's from the speaking level. Maybe there's a special force there that is related to some kind of brains or desire that sent us a message, etc. Meaning it relates to the wisdom of Kabbalah already. How do we receive out of what we get from the Creator? And you can be certain we get it from Him, but how do I know what I'm getting? How do I awaken myself to feel what I'm receiving, to properly interpret it, to open it up, to change myself accordingly in order to receive correctly from the Creator everything He wishes to give to me. That's our work.
So can we say that from eventually His actions and the Creator Himself become indistinguishable from one another?
We'll talk about that later. I can't determine such a thing right now. I'm only saying that whatever we're getting, if the presumption is that we get it from the Creator, so how, out of what we're receiving, can we understand something about Him? Who is the one that sends this to me? Is the meaning of, from your deeds we shall get to know you. Whatever He does upon me, in me, in all my world, out of that I can get to know Him. That's the subject of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The revelation of the Creator to the Creator being in this world, meaning out of us being in a certain state. And in this state, specifically, He reveals.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот вы сказали, что мы находимся вот в волне, да, которая исходит.
Yes, dear teacher, you said that we are.
Вот что между нами.
In a state coming from the Creator, and we have to interpret it correctly. So, what in the connection between us is that interpreter that can interpret this wave?
To the extent that we are more and more connected to each other, we can. In a deeper way, in a more correct way, decipher what we get from the Creator. Because He is one. And the more we are one, this is considered to be that we can really perceive His bestowal upon us, His signal in the right way. This is the meaning of the verse. One receives one.
Let's say I feel something in my life or all together. I'm included in the friends. I feel the connection between us. What does it mean that now I...
If you are not connected to a 10 as one, truly, that you are as one, you are not perceiving this wave of the Creator. What you are perceiving is the harmonies, the noises around Him, that also direct you to come closer, to be one. By discovering how much you're not perceiving. And the more you start connecting between yourselves, you'll start discovering, let's say the 10 is connecting as one. So you'll start perceiving the wave. As we hear from scientists, from astronomers, they say we got some wave from a distant civilization that lies somewhere 5 billion light years away from us. That's it. That's how we are. Later, you'll work on being more focused, more and more focused. There's a matter of being internally focused and externally expanding. And the gap between the expansion and contraction will give you the wavelength, the intensity of the line that you're perceiving. That's how you'll come closer to know the Creator, to understand the Creator. Later, you'll be able to perceive such tools that you'll be able to bestow back to the Creator. How can that be? You won't be sending a light beam back to Him or something like that. but rather by perceiving more or less, you'll start to tell him how much you understand him, you feel him, you perceive him, you enjoy and you yearn to reveal him. That you want to build your civilization like him, so that he will control you. Even though he's infinitely distant from you, you want to build such a state here, that he dwells among you. He is among you. That's the purpose of the connection between the Creator and the created being.
Ну, а чистота сигнала, вы говорите, что мы только ощущаем. А чистота сигнала — это любовь,
but the quality of the signal, that's love between us?
Of course. Everything depends on the extent of the connection until love. If we can reach love, we start understanding the Creator and to correctly receive Him.
כן, רציתי לשאול וגם לעדכן את החברים שבעקבות הסקר שעשינו אתמול, קודם כל אני...
I wanted to update the friends that we had a survey yesterday. 1,600 friends answered from around the world. The results were that 1,050 voted that they want to have a lesson at 6 p.m. And the rest of the hours was essentially nothing compared to that. So from today, we will start having evening lessons Monday to Thursday in the topic of faith above reason. And Rav, yesterday when we presented the survey to you, the results, you said that we need these lessons until we feel that we can't without them and that they will become our habit into our lives. So I wanted to ask if you could explain why now, why when we're studying faith above reason, there's such a necessity in this extra meeting, all the tens of the world Kli together with you.
To me, it seems that it will really help us to accelerate and enhance the speed in our path. If we learn all these materials that are relevant to faith above reason, if we read them together, and also full articles, not only excerpts, we'll discuss them, we'll talk about it, we'll have workshops, etc. So we'll start, let's do it this way. Let's start from today, Thursday, then we'll continue next Monday. That's what I think. Let's start.
Okay, good. So if you could just give us some direction, how should a 10 prepare itself? What should it bring from during the day to the evening?
No, during the day they have to do what they did usually. And this evening we'll start completing the matter of faith above reason and all our spiritual work. Maybe we'll even take parts of tests or preface, all kinds of things. In short, we have to complete our spiritual work. We'll see.
Is there a certain kind of material you want us to start with?
No, in the meantime, just bring the excerpts. And maybe even full articles. Because we have a full hour. We can learn an article there.